I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about changing the tense. One of the most powerful things I've learned about walking by faith is just this very simple concept of changing the tense, believing that you receive from God the moment you pray. The moment you pray, you believe you receive, and it's done in the Spirit. But then we got to walk it out. Sometimes we haven't seen the manifestation or the result of it yet, but changing the tense in which we speak about it. For example, I found with my daughters, this is years ago, had a time where my daughter was sick and she had a fever. And I would change the tense when people were asking how she was doing. I didn't say she has a fever. I would say she had a fever. Whenever I was talking about it, I would say she had a fever. I would change the tense on it because that is actually true. She had a fever. That is truth. I'm speaking truth. She had a fever, and I'm bringing that healing into the present moment. And almost every example I can ever think about that I've applied this, and sometimes I've forgotten. And then as soon as I remember to change the tense, things turn very quickly. Almost every single time that I can remember changing the tense on something, things began to turn, things began to change very quickly. Once we got the tense corrected, and you're going to see all throughout the Bible that God speaks things in tenses that we wouldn't expect at times. For example, he says, you're already righteous. And you're like, you know what? I don't feel righteous. I keep missing it. I keep messing up. But he says, you're already righteous, but you still have to walk out the righteousness that he's given you. You've already been sanctified, but you got to walk out that sanctification that he's already given you. So we change the tense as a starting point, and then we step into it. I'm just thinking of a recent example of something that's been coming to pass in my life years ago, back in, 2013 or 2014. Just had was in a Bible study, and the guy who's leading the Bible study just stopped right in the middle of the Bible study. And he said, you know what? I think I've got a word from God. And he looked directly at me, and I was having a bad day that day, actually. And God kind of turned my day around, and he spoke to me and he said, Daniel, God just wants you to know he feels like you're producing amazing fruit, and what you're doing is impacting entire families. And at the time, I wasn't impacting families at all. But just over the last little bit here, we're starting to see how this is starting to impact not just my own life, my own family, but other families as well. And it began to walk into that. And so God speaks the end from the beginning. This is an attribute of God. God speaks things and then they begin to come to pass. You think about Jesus walking into the girl that's dead, the little 12-year-old girl. He says, she's not dead. She's merely sleeping. Speaking the truth, even though it doesn't look like it. Changing the tense in which we speak is one of the most powerful things that I've learned. It's such a simple little thing that's almost barely noticeable. But it begins that shift in our spirit, in our mind, and then it begins to work out from there. It creates a turning point in many cases. So let's get started with prayer. And we're going to take communion over this, asking for God's help to get this right in our lives, because it's a very, very powerful thing to bring God's power into the present moment, to leave things in the past and bring God's power into the present moment. But if you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to go through, we call it our four fundamentals, go through the other half of prayer to get our hearts and minds positioned in the light before our time of communion for today. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Father, thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also from the one to come. And you put all things under his feet, and you made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us, and let us find grace and favor in your eyes. I ask you to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. And remember, you got to put the fun. Got to put the fun in the fundamentals. You got to make them fun. You got to bring some energy and some presence and some excitement and some focus into these things. You master these four things. You master these four things, these four fundamentals. It will truly change your life. Masters of anything are masters of the fundamentals. You master these four things. Man, it's going to make such a difference in how your days go. You're going to make today a masterpiece. You start mastering these four things. You're going to keep turning today into a masterpiece. But these four things, getting positioned in the light, magnifying the light, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today, and then taking action and doing the things that you know to do and doing them with peace and joy and confidence in God, doing them together with God, going about your day with God today. So step number one, getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. We've got to turn the lights on. And we want to get to this place where we sustain it, where we keep them on. To have the lights on is to be positioned in forgiveness, where we're receiving that forgiveness from God. We're forgiving ourselves and we're walking in forgiveness with other people. We're letting some things go, rolling away those things of the past, letting them go, walking in that forgiveness. And the motivation behind all that forgiveness is love. God so loved the world that he gave, he forgave, he brought us back to him. And receiving that love from him, truly walking in it and experiencing his love. And then loving yourself as you experience his love, to love yourself the same way that he's loved you. And then to love other people the same way that he's loved you. To walk in love is to walk in the light. Light and love are one and the same thing. They are God. And all this is received from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. Especially gratitude and praise before you've seen the result even. We start to change the tense. We can start praying and just thanking and praising God before we've even seen the result, because we believe we receive. We know it's done. We're going to get positioned in the light. And our goal is to sustain that positioning, because that positioning is where everything flows. That's where the grace flows. And I would tell you, it's not worth it to step out of this, to step out of forgiveness, to step out of walking in love, to step out of gratitude and praise and into complaining. Why? Because we shut off the access to everything God has. In Christ, God has given us everything he has. I like to call it a pipeline of living water. And we got to receive all this from God and get it flowing through us in our lives. And the first step is to get positioned in the light, to get it flowing in our lives. He's given us everything he has, his spirit, his power, his presence, his love and peace and joy. his mind and wisdom and the answers we need to problems that we're facing. His health and energy. Think about that. His health can be received from him, and his health can flow through you. His energy can flow through you, where you don't have to use your own energy. You can use his. His time, his finances, everything he has is in the light. It's an interesting thing. It's hidden in the light. It's hidden in the light for us. Most people don't know it exists. It's hidden for you in the light. Not from you, for you. And it's accessed by faith. And then once we get positioned in the light, we got to start magnifying the light. To magnify it is to make it bigger or greater. Think about, we got this pipeline of living water. Now we're going to expand the capacity where more can flow through the pipe at one time. And we're all magnifying something every day based on what we're focused on. As a simple example, you think about, you have some problem or issue and you begin to magnify it in your mind. You begin to think about it and roll it over, and the size of that problem begins to grow in your mind. Well, the same principle works for our good. We start to magnify the light. We start to magnify God. We start to build him up and make him bigger on the inside of us. Give him a bigger place to work on the inside of us. As we do that, it also gets his word and his promises and everything he has rooted and grounded and established in our hearts. As we begin to magnify the light, it makes us immovable. Where things are coming at us and we're immovable because we're fixed in this. So to magnify the light is to magnify God's word, to magnify his promises, just to be thinking about it, to be studying it, to be rolling it over in your mind, to be talking about it all throughout the day. We can magnify his unfailing love. Think about that. The Bible tells us to put our hope and our trust in his unfailing love for us. We can magnify his faithfulness, that he's always on time, that he always fulfills his promises. He'll never leave us or forsake us. We can magnify his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. We can magnify all that he's already done for us in our life. All that he's already done for us in Christ. He's made us righteous and holy and perfect in his sight. We have peace with God and blessing and favor with him. He wants to help us. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. Now, I want you to think about, as we're talking about changing the tense today, it's already done. He already put the answer on the inside of you. It's already done. And we just have to get it worked out. And part of the way we work this out, where we see the manifestation of it, we see the result of it, is we got to get it from our spirits, through our minds and emotions, out into the physical world. And just by simply changing the tense and beginning to meditate on these things, it begins to work its way out. Changing the tense turns the tables. And it's this amazing thing. When you change the tense, all of a sudden you begin to rest in your soul. I'm not working to try to get it anymore. I'm not working to try to figure out the answer or solution. When I change the tense, I can rest in my soul. And all of a sudden, all of this begins to flow so much more efficiently. It turns on the flow again. So now this is not denying that there's issues or problems. We're going to have issues and problems in this world, but it's making God and building him up in our hearts, in our minds, in our imagination as bigger than the problems. To magnify him as bigger than the problems. Often we build these problems up as bigger in our minds. To reduce the size of them as compared to God is what we're after. That's where we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms, because God does give us the choice. We could choose to magnify darkness. We could choose to focus on ways that we've been wronged, all the issues and problems, all the things that could have, should have, or would have happened, all the things that have happened in the past that keep us stuck dwelling on it and reliving those past things. We could be stuck worrying about an uncertain future or just trying to figure everything out in our mind. And when we're in darkness, we're positioned in darkness, we're magnifying darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all the pressure's on you to figure it out. I feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's the fear and stress and worry and anxiety, dread of the future, maybe confusion on what to do or which way to go. Maybe you get stuck in bad patterns or vicious cycles that just keep repeating, maybe self-sabotaging yourself. But when you're in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. I think one of the biggest things I want you to take away from today, when you begin to change this tense, you're reframing in your mind, you're reframing the situation. I've prayed about it. I've given it to him. It's done. He's on it. Why? Because he loves me and nothing's impossible for him. He's promised to be with me. And now I can rest in my soul. And now I stop trying to figure it out and I just move into praise and thanksgiving. And all of a sudden, everything is free and easy and effortless. And I'm not working to get it. Your energy level begins to rise up. Your faith and courage begin to rise up. That peace that surpasses all understanding begins to flow. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow. All of a sudden, you've got hope in any and every situation. All of a sudden, you get these aha moments where you just know exactly what to do. And you know that you know that you know that you know. This is the way. This is the path. This is the right thing to do right now. All this comes by just getting positioned in the light. And a simple way to do it is changing the tense. And the good news is, it only takes 1 second to turn around. We recognize we're off track. And changing the tense can be one of these little things that we do to turn it around quickly, actually. It can be a table turner just by changing the tense. You recognize you're off track? Just a very simple prayer. How do we get positioned in light? Forgiveness, love, gratitude, and praise. Father, forgive me for magnifying that, for getting focused on that, for not trusting in you, whatever it was, for getting irritated and frustrated over that. Forgive me. Thank you for your unfailing love for me. Start praising him and thanking him and magnifying him. And all of a sudden, you're right back in there and everything begins to flow again. Just a simple changing of focus. Then we got to stay tuned in. You do those first two steps. It's going to get you very, very tuned in, very, very clear to be able to hear God's leading and direction for you each day. Because that direction is found in the light as well. You got to be tuned into the right channel. And as you get more present, it turns you into a better listener. One of the things I like to do every day, just with a pen and paper, just ask this question. God, what are you trying to show me today? Is there anything I missed or anything that you really want me to get out of today? And whatever comes to mind, just begin to write it down. I like to record my journey. It's one of the most important steps I feel like you can take, is just recording your journey with God every day. And then staying tuned in throughout the day. Stay listening throughout the day. If you're ever unsure on what to do, which direction to go, just simply ask him. He wants to show you. He wants to help. Ask him and then wait until you know. And every once in a while, he'll give you this answer. Make a decision and I'll back it. If you've gone a couple of days and he hasn't given you an answer of which direction to go, then ask him this question. God, is this a decision you're leaving up to me? You're trusting me to make. And what I've learned in those situations, if you're about to make a big mistake, he'd correct you. He would adjust you or correct you. But many times he'll say, make a decision and I'm with you. Make a decision and I'm with you. If you don't get an answer and you have that piece about what we're just talking about, where he says, you get that go on the inside, make a decision and I'll back it. Then go. And then we got to start to take action and do the things that you know to do today. What do you know to do today? Not the things you're still unclear of, not the things you're uncertain on. What do you know to do today? Maybe there's a to-do list. Maybe there's some things piling up in your conscience or things that you've been procrastinating on. Maybe there's something God has, you feel like has asked you to do, or you have a leading or excitement to do. What do you know to do today? And just take action on those things today. That becomes your plan for today. And do them together with God. Do them with a willing heart, with a good attitude, with confidence in him. He's right there with you. He wants to go about our day with us and do these things together. Where it's his grace and power equipping us to function in his strength, not in our own. As you do these things, it receives all God has and begins to get it flowing through your life. It does something like turn you into a magnet, where it begins to just pull more and more of everything that God has into your life. Just begins to magnetize your life. So let's just talk a little bit more about changing the tense. And then we're going to take communion over this, asking for God's help to get this right. But I've found that just this very simple thing is so powerful. Sometimes it's the little things that are just so powerful. When you pray, believing you receive from God the moment you pray, and then it's done. And there is such power. God's grace and power flows in the present moment, leaving things in the past, leaving the issues and problems in the past, and receiving it in the present moment. When we take communion every day, we're supposed to be receiving it in the present moment, making the sacrifice of Jesus active and relevant right now in the present moment today, rolling our past away, changing the tense and bringing it into the present moment. It's already done. And then all of a sudden, when you do this, you'll have this just that peace like we talked about that just begins to flow, that peace and that joy that just begin to flow, where all of a sudden you get more present and you just know it's already done. It's already done. It's just a matter of time until it gets worked out. And what can you do to help work it out in the meantime? Stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying the light. Make it bigger and greater. As you make it bigger and greater, you magnify it. You talk about it. You roll it over in your mind. You visualize it and imagine it. It begins to work out and work out and work out. And then it's just a matter of time before you see the fruit of it. Now, the problem is sometimes we give up before we've seen it come to pass. But changing the tense. For example, my daughter had a fever. I was in debt. That relationship was struggling. I was having this problem. Very simple thing, huge difference in what it does. But Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you. Did you model this for us? I've seen you model this for me in my own life many, many times. I'm asking for your help today to help us to get this right, to get our speaking in line with what you've done for us, changing the tense and getting this corrected in our lives if it needs to be. We're just so thankful that you loved us so much. You're willing to send your one and only son to die for us. And if you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things? Just thinking about Jesus' words on the cross. It is finished. It is finished. It's done. And start speaking that way, even though you haven't seen it yet. It's a very powerful thing. Again, this is not denying that there's issues or problems, just choosing to focus on God, to trust in Him at a higher level. Because the reality is there might be problems or issues, but God's just as real and more powerful than we know. Father, we thank you for this bread. And then on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it. Receive it. That you are right now holy and righteous and perfect in God's sight." Not you're going to be. You are. It's just a matter of getting it worked out from the inside of you. You are right now, in this present moment, righteous. Have peace with God. You're holy and perfect. And He has all this treasure. You're already healed in your spirit. Now it's just getting it worked out. You're already prosperous in your spirit. You're already thriving in your spirit. Receiving that, it's already done, it's already finished, and just working it out to where you see the fruit of it, where you see the manifestation of it. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And I believe something amazing is going to happen. You start changing this tense. God's going to start helping us here to get this right. And when you start changing the tense, it begins to turn the tables. Things begin to flow in our lives in a different way. What's going to happen? It's all going to be leading to you knowing him better. To just know his heart and his kindness and his goodness that much more. Father, we thank you for this cup. For this new covenant with you. Covenant of peace and love. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Number one, God's going to start helping you with this. We believe we received. It's done. We just ask for his help. It's done. Let's stay positioned in the light. Let's make today a masterpiece. How do we do that? Stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying that light. Pay attention to the symptoms. If you recognize you're off track, turn it back around quickly. And then stay tuned in today, because he's going to give you something to do. He's going to give you something to say. And whatever you know to do, begin to take action on that. And do it quickly and do it joyfully, cheerfully, together with God. Trusting that he can take the little natural things we do and turn them into supernatural things. He's going to begin to lead you day by day. You're going to keep making today a masterpiece, and you do it again the next day. He's going to lead you day by day to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.